Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands of people are logging on to that site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Last week, we were studying Luke chapter 9 and verses 28 to 36. This is Luke's record of the transfiguration of Jesus. The title of our study was The Path to True Glory. As we started looking at the path to true glory last week, I stated that our text outlined several steps that enabled us to progress on that path. The first step was communion with the Father. The setting for Jesus' transfiguration was that he was spending the night in prayer. He was in communion with his Heavenly Father. If that was an important step for Jesus, it is certainly important for you and me. And then we began looking at the second step, confirmation of the Scriptures. Moses and Elijah, representing the Law and the Prophets, appear in the text, and they talk with Jesus about his coming sacrifice in Jerusalem. As Jesus talks with them, the veil of his flesh is drawn back, and the Shekinah glory of God shines through. Now, listen carefully as I read our text, Luke chapter 9 and verses 28 to 36. That's Luke 9, 28 to 36. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud, and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. The final step, then, on the path to true glory is commitment to hear the Son. If you're like me, you find that too often, taking time to commune with the Heavenly Father through word and prayer results in more talking than listening. In that, we're just like Peter. We think that what we have to say is more important than what God has to say, and we don't take time to listen. In this text, as Peter is babbling about building huts out of branches for each person there, the whole group is slowly enveloped in a cloud. This was not an ordinary moisture cloud of the kind so common on Mount Hermon. No, this was the Shekinah glory of God. How do we know this was not a natural cloud? Because the disciples immediately became fearful. And then, as they stood there, awestruck by glory, they heard a voice speaking to them from the midst of the cloud. It said, This is my beloved Son, my chosen one. Hear him. It was like God saying to Peter, "Just shut up and listen." Now I know that sounds rather crude, and I don't believe God talks that way. But I wonder if God doesn't feel like saying something similar to me at times. When God spoke out of the cloud and reaffirmed Jesus as his chosen one, he gave one command: hear him. Hear him. This is the one imperative, the one command in this whole text. Was God the Father telling Peter, John, and James to make sure that their ears were uncovered so they could hear the sound of Jesus' voice? No. What he meant was they should comprehend or understand the words of Jesus. And when one understands the words of Jesus, there is only one legitimate response. And that's obedience. My friend, this message God spoke at the transfiguration of Jesus was not spoken to the unconverted masses. It was not even spoken to the 12. It was only spoken to that inner circle of three, the most committed of the 12. I wonder, is there any significance to that fact? I believe there is. Earlier in Luke chapter 6, Jesus asked the question, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?" Jesus then went on to point out the consequences of just giving lip service to his commands. Obedience brings reward. Disobedience brings destruction. And the church, the body of Christ, in our day, is suffering great destruction. There are many today who call themselves by the name Christian, which means Christ follower, but they refuse to hear what Jesus has to say. They disregard his commands as inconvenient, or culturally irrelevant, or out of touch with contemporary life. Oh, they are certainly religious, but they are like the religious leaders of Jesus' day who said, "We will not have this man to rule over us." Is that your response to the words of Jesus? For the Jewish nation, the consequence of rejecting Jesus was the destruction of their beloved temple and their beloved city. It resulted in the loss of their homeland and their dispersal throughout the world for nearly 2,000 years. It resulted in their temporary rejection as the people of God and the opening of the door of salvation to the Gentiles. Even today, the vast majority of Jewish people, from secular to ultra-Orthodox, continue to reject Jesus, the only means of salvation. So we must ask, what will be the result of those who claim the name of Jesus today, but likewise refuse to obey him? Matthew 7 records the words of Jesus. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." You know, there are many things today that are called by the name Christian, but they are certainly not of Christ. Many people and things that have the name Christian attached to them stand in direct opposition to the teachings of Christ. Much of modern Christianity has created a Jesus they can be comfortable with, a Jesus who offers all good gifts but makes no demands, a Jesus who embraces all and offends no one, a Jesus who overlooks sin and holds no one accountable, a Jesus who allows each person to define for them what it means to be one of his followers. In all of this, there is a rejection of the command of the Father: hear him. And the result is, we are no longer on the path to true glory. Like the days of Ezekiel the prophet, the glory of the Lord has departed. And with the departure of the glory goes the power of transformation. Oh, the processes continue to go forward. Buildings are built and programs are implemented, but Christ is not honored. Church membership roles may expand, but people live in bondage to besetting sins. Very few take seriously the command of Scripture to examine yourselves whether you are in the faith, and fewer yet make changes as a result of that examination. My friend, are you on the path to true glory? Do you understand the vital need for regular communion with the Father? Spending time in the presence of the Father is the basis of your continuing transformation into the image of Christ. It's only as you seek Him and His will that you can experience the glory He promised to those who will meet the demands of discipleship. If you seek to know Christ and spend time in His presence, you won't be able to hide it. Like Moses of old, there will be an unmistakable radiance to your countenance. There will be the indelible imprint of the Master on your life and conduct. The connection of the vine will bear fruit, and you will become clean through the word spoken by God. And are you acknowledging the confirmation of the Scriptures? Are you following the pathway of humility versus pride, of giving versus getting, of serving versus ruling, and loss versus profit? It's a path that Jesus said is narrow, restricting, and hard to enter. Only a few will find it and follow it into the presence of the Father. Are you allowing the Word of God to confirm your progress on the path to true glory? And then finally, are you committed to hearing and obeying Jesus? As I stated earlier, this is the one imperative, the one command in this whole text. God the Father was not telling Peter, John, and James to make sure their ears were uncovered so they could hear the sound of Jesus' voice. No, what He meant was that they should comprehend and understand the words of Jesus. And when we understand the words of Jesus, there is only one legitimate response. It's obedience. Is that your response and mine? My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, you can have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just write and request it by its title, The Path to True Glory. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this entire teaching, The Path to True Glory. I'd be happy to send one to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And my email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Remember, you can request your free copy of this teaching, The Path to True Glory, either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week to Hope for Today as we continue our study in Luke's Gospel with a message titled, The Consequences of Unbelief. I hope you can join me. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.